What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I didn't plan on ever doing politics, you know? I mean, not that we do exclusively politics here on Wiggins America or even at 97.1, but that's the main thing that we talk about is current events. And that can move in all kinds of directions because current events move in all kinds of directions. But I never realized how important it was to be able to call out corruption and be an independent voice. I'm not saying that this is like a super powerful show. Wiggins America is a weekend show. Maybe someday, whatever God has planned will be something else. I don't know. I really don't. But it is great to be able to point out the corruption that exists. And it is not just in the Democrat Party. I think that's what's so important that we've realized in the last, 5 to 10 years, is that this corruption that we are talking about is from people who a lot of times are well-intentioned. I think that's one of the things I've learned from getting into this business and being able to meet legislatures. Now, we're not always talking to the biggest national people. Sometimes we do. But a lot of times who we're talking to are more local and state politicians. And you realize that a lot of these people, they're not evil. They have good intentions going in, but then they get into the stream of things and they don't have enough backbone to fight. And then when they do, they sometimes lose their positions. I mean, we're talking about the Missouri legislature, some of these guys who seem to me to have backbone, you know, in excess. They've lost all their committee positions because they were willing to stand up to the machine. Now, that's painting things as one-sided. And again, I don't really know exactly what the sides are saying in the Missouri legislature right now. But I do know who does. That's Mark Cox. And so he's going to come on in the next hour and explain to me both sides of that issue, which I'm looking forward to. In the meantime, let's talk federal. One guy and one reason that I do like Donald Trump is that he does seem willing to just go against the grain. And I mean every grain, even grain that you're like, sometimes I wouldn't mind if you went with it on this point. He goes against it no matter what. And it's one of the reasons that I kind of feel like you can trust a guy like that. Ramaswamy's another. You know, he calls out corruption. I mentioned on Mark Cox's morning show that he called out the CPAC, that's a Republican straw poll, for being something you could buy your way onto. Nobody had ever called that out before. He was willing to do it. So what I want to do here is going into the top of the hour, I'm going to play Trump's plan to eliminate federal corruption. It's 3 minutes long. He gives you bullet points. Here you go.
First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible. Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges. Sixth, we will make every inspector general's office independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee so they do not become the protectors of the deep state. Seventh, I will ask Congress to establish an independent auditing system to continually monitor our intelligence agencies to ensure they are not spying on our citizens or running disinformation campaigns against the American people, or that they are not spying on someone's campaign like they spied on my campaign. Eighth, we will continue the effort launched by the Trump administration to move parts of the sprawling federal bureaucracy to new locations outside the Washington swamp. Just as I moved the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado, as many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots who love America, and they really do love America. Ninth, I will work to ban federal bureaucrats from taking jobs at the companies they deal with and that they regulate. So they deal with these companies and they regulate these companies, and then they want to take jobs from these companies. Doesn't work that way. Such a public display cannot go on, and it's taking place all the time, like with Big Pharma. Finally, I will push a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on members of Congress. This is how I will shatter the deep state and restore government that is controlled by the people and for the people. Thank you very much.
Trump's plan to eliminate corruption in a tangible way. There you go.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.